from the Sky News Centre at 10. Russia's election officials have officially confirmed Vladimir Putin has won a fifth term as president. He secured around 87% of the vote, although with the opposition and media stifled, the result wasn't in doubt. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, claims no one's safe from Putin.
This figure has simply become addicted to power and is doing everything he can to rule forever. There is no evil he will not commit to prolong his personal power.
Well, most Western nations don't believe the poll was free or democratic, but North Korea and China have both congratulated Vladimir Putin on his election win. The business secretary says the Tories want to draw a line under the race row involving a major donor. Kemi Badenoch claims the party's open to accepting future donations from Frank Hester, who's apologised for suggesting MP Diane Abbott should be shot. Last year, she was suspended from Labour over a controversial newspaper article. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has refused to say whether the whip should be reinstated.
Diane's been treated once again appallingly at the receiving end of racism, but someone like me clearly shouldn't be the right person deciding her future. It should be done by an independent process, which is what's happening.
Israeli forces are targeting what they're calling Hamas terrorists at Gaza's largest hospital. The Palestinian Health Ministry claims around 30,000 people are sheltering at Al-Shifa. Two people have been arrested after a man was run over in Manchester as he tried to stop his car being stolen. The 57-year-old was hit by a Land Rover in Bezic on Saturday. Britain's most successful female Olympian has announced a retirement from cycling. Dame Laura Kenny, who struck gold five times at various games, had been expected to compete in Paris this year. And Eric Cantona's hinted he'll be interested in a role at Manchester United under new part owner Sir Jim Ratcliffe. The former striker says the club remains full in his heart. The Oscar-winning screenwriter whose childhood stammer inspired the King's Speech has also died. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks very much to Tim. Let's have a look at the weather. It's looking pretty pleasant today. Very surprised when I got in the car to drive in this morning. Now, top temperature is going to be 15 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze, but you have got some sunshine at the moment. Cloud over again, and then you might get some sunshine around about 4 or 5 o'clock poking through the clouds, but it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. It is now Eat My Brunch. I should do a jingle. Eat My Brunch. I will do eventually. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting excellence. I was singing along to Temptation as I came into the studio this morning. Temptation. Love that song. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next 3 hours here with Eat My Brunch. No guests today. Plenty more new music, though. We've got a brand new one in from Rogue FX, which I can't wait to play out. Also, we've got Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. I spoke to them at the end of last year, and their track, which I had very, very, very early, has kind of gone on leaps and bounds and is appearing in all sorts of charts at the moment, which is fantastic. Sometimes, you see, with the music, I do get it pretty early, and I play it, and then the song might come out maybe a couple of weeks after. I'm going to give you another refresher on that track, Underwater, which is amazing. And also a band called Barbara. I'm going to be playing out their track today, which is Mein Fräulein. It's a really good track. You'll like it. Just having a look at a picture's come up. You know, you get memories come up on Facebook. There's a picture of me with my mate Pep, who's no longer here. He sadly passed away probably about a year after this picture was taken. And I remember him saying to me, "Your hair's so thick." And it was, because I had something called, I've spoken about it before, and I'll probably do another update on it because it's quite rare, something called acromegaly, which can affect you at any age, or you can be born with it. Excuse me. And it's to do with growth hormone. So in this picture, my face is a lot more, my eyes are very hooded, my nose is much bigger, and my hair, I've got very thick